Now, we've talked about bad sex and good writing, and we'll finish with bad books. As in the band Bad Books. This song is the first track off the band's debut album. It's a side project for two up-and-coming acts in the indie world, Manchester Orchestra and solo artist Kevin Devine.
I arrived with no shoes, without a name, without a year.
That track is called How This All Ends. Bad Books could be seen as a union of opposites. Kevin Devine is usually the sensitive singer-songwriter type, but the guys in Manchester Orchestra are more turn the amps up to 11 sort of guys.
Andy Hull, who writes songs in Manchester, he has a softer side, and I definitely do have a number of songs that skew towards that kind of more loud and bombastic, and I grew up listening to like Nirvana and Pavement and the Pixies and Sonic Youth and 90s kind of indie rock guitar stuff. So that's in elements of my songs and some of my records, but I think Manchester's much more consistently, as you said, you know, crank the amps and full-throated scream kind of a thing. So
right.
I think, but I think we kind of have a bit more in common in the musical DNA than that might indicate, you know.
And you mentioned Andy Hull of Manchester Orchestra, and he wrote the song we just heard. And now I want to play one of the songs that you wrote, Kevin. This one is called You Wouldn't Have to Ask.
Crooked days come bundled up in bunches. They break your brain like a branch. Push you out here asking after something. You should know I don't have. If I had it, you would.
Kevin Devine, what is it about this song that lends itself so well to collaboration with Manchester Orchestra?
Well, I think for me that's the song that kind of the collaboration turned on. That song I wrote in a hotel room in Hamburg, Germany. A hotel is generous, like a hostel in Hamburg, Germany. And it came really quickly, which to me usually some part of my brain tells me that means it's not good. But the other part told me that I was wrong. And the verses and choruses were pretty fully formed by the time I brought it down there, but the bridge, I had this kind of key-changing, labyrinthine, like, overthought kind of late-period Beatles thing as a bridge.
Which sounds very romantic. It sounds good.
it might sound romantic, but I promise you it did not sound good. And Andy kind of suggested straightening out that bridge. And, you know, as a songwriter, it is that part of your ego that doesn't want to take suggestion, but collaborating is definitively about taking suggestion, and the bridge he came up with was better, and it made the song better, and it straightened it out. You know, he did with that part what I couldn't do without him, and in that moment it was like, I think for both of us, it was the kind of realization that, well, that's why we're doing this.
How has it changed the way that you write music?
I had a tendency before to feel like a song had to be, by the first time I sat down and played it for you on an acoustic guitar, it had to basically be as finished structurally as it would be on the final recording months and months later. And I think for me, as I was writing, if I couldn't get to that place kind of quickly or directly, I would convince myself that meant that the song wasn't worth pursuing, or that the idea wasn't like full enough or fruitful enough.
And you sound like a perfectionist.
I think that's probably true, and I think like with a lot of people that are perfectionists, the flip side of that is you kind of paralyze yourself into total inactivity, which is kind of the irony of what, you know, it's like a perfectionist who does nothing. But what I've realized through this Bad Books record, we did this whole thing in 6 days, you know?
So how long does it normally take you to put together an album by yourself?
Well, you know, our last record, Brothers Blood, I did in about 2.5 weeks in the studio, but we did a month's worth of full band demos and then a month's worth of me doing acoustic demos before that. So, you know, end to end, it probably ended up taking closer to 3 months. But it's kind of made me realize that, you know, get the rough idea down, and you can always build around that or chop away at that later. It doesn't have to be ready for Carnegie Hall the first day you come up with the idea?
I'm speaking with Kevin Devine of the band Bad Books. So, Kevin, I want to listen to another track, and this is called The Easy Mark and the Old Maid.
Some men, they go make their own luck, grow fat from feeding on lame ducks. The Easy Mark and the Old Maid, the invalid and the ingrate.
Talk a little bit about what this song is about. I mean, it's a very pretty kind of acoustic piece.
I tend to write songs about the tenuous relationship between worry and hope. And that's a song to me that's kind of about different pictures of collapse, different little kind of vignettes anecdotally about the guy at the racetrack, the dude kind of locked in at the bar stool. And I'm obsessed with these people a little bit because you drive around the country on tour and you just see all these buildings boarded up and where'd the jobs go kind of a thing. And there's a lot of anxiety, but also a lot of, I think we're a hopeful people, and I'm kind of fascinated by that balance.
Eyes are fixed and my palms are spread. Dissonance floods my shipwrecked head. God sleeps in the Gaza Strip, and man alone's left to live with it. The coin flip faith of the optimist. Beginner's luck in a sewing kit. What to do when there is no fix? Only unflinching ambivalence.
It's kind of intense for such pretty music. And I ask just because when I look at the titles of the songs you've written, you know, Holding Down the Laughter, You're a Mirror I Cannot Avoid, You Wouldn't Have to Ask, you do sound like an anxious guy. okay to say?
it's certainly not offensive to say. I mean, I think that there is that part of me. I'm also, there's the goofy part. There's the part that wants to, like, root for the Mets and, you know, watch the basketball highlights on SportsCenter or whatever. There's a lot of different, that part doesn't tend to write songs, thankfully, because those songs might not be that compelling.
Though a lot of people might want to hear a song about the Mets. I mean,
yeah,
sure,
well, actually, maybe my anxiety is more closely married to being a Mets fan than I'm giving credit to. But but yeah, so I feel like I think that there is a bit of anxiety, but I think that there's also a bit more acceptance and perspective than there probably was when I was 22. But hopefully that trend continues.
That's Kevin Devine. He's partnered with the guys from Manchester Orchestra to form the band Bad Books. You can hear a few tracks from their debut album on our website, nprmusic.org. Kevin, thanks so much.
Oh, totally a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends, on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendatc. We'll be back next week. Until then, thanks for listening and have a great week.